From time to time, he will fly to the U.S., as he does not feel Shanghai is where he came from.
But when I'm in the States, I feel that's not my destination either,
he said. At the De Gaulle Airport in France, there is a Swiss man who has been living at the waiting room for 11 years because he lost his passport during the travel. He was refused entry into several countries. He lived upon being interviewed by the mass media. But when at last he was allowed to return to Switzerland, he refused to leave the airport. His reason is very simple.
I am very sure who I am. I need no acknowledgement from outer influence,
he said during an interview. For this reason, he is honored by the Western media as the hero of identity. As the Internet becomes more and more popular, the problem of identity becomes more serious. In a virtual world, people can have many identities. One can have different emails registered with different aliases. In the Internet chat room, even one's gender is hard to determine. It seems that in this global village, people are saying hello every day to each other without knowing whom they are talking to. What will be the next crisis of identity? With the development of cloning technology, it might be, who is the real I?